The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. On this show, we teach you how to become a more intelligent real estate investor specifically. But in order to become an intelligent real estate investor, you need to know all of the things surrounding it, not just the houses and where to buy great houses, but the taxes and making sure your liability is in place for legal, your legal protection is in place, and making sure that you're thinking about putting a trust in place. All of those things need to be in place for you to become a well-rounded investor. And, you know, there are many great options for real estate investors to save on taxes. We talk a lot about, you know, buy until you die, making sure that you're acquiring assets so you can offset the income that you're receiving from those tenants, right? Because the moment you stop buying real estate is the moment that you actually start to pay income on those on the rent that's coming in from those tenants. But unless you're working with an amazing CPA, there are a lot of strategies that you might not have heard of. And you probably know about depreciation. But a cost segregation is an ultimate way for you to accelerate that depreciation and save on your taxes. So what exactly is a cost segregation analysis? Well, I'll give you the high level, and then we'll get into some nitty-gritty details about it. In a cost segregation study, the components that make up a property are thoroughly analyzed for the sole purpose of reclassifying these eligible items into different tax classifications. So I know it sounds a little technical, but just understand that that's why we hire a cost segregation engineer to come into the house and do this. So we'll get into the why in right now. We'll get into some of the details of the cost seg in a moment. But why would you want someone to go into your house and to look at the different components of the house and divide them into different tax classifications, like the roof, different items on the sewage, the electrical work, other things like that? Why would you want those things broken down and separated on a cost segregation analysis? Well, instead of depreciating everything at the rate of 27.5 years, a cost segregation allows you to reclassify certain components of your property into smaller time frames, into smaller windows of time, 5, 7, or 15 years. What does this mean? Well, doing this can potentially save you thousands of dollars on your tax bill, depending on your unique situation. Again, as I just mentioned in our pre-show, I had lunch today with my in-laws, and they said, "What's the show about today?" And I said, "I'm going to be talking about cost segregation because it's such a really important part of your real estate investing journey." And they said, "You don't have to tell us. We just completed a cost segregation analysis. We just had ours done. And thanks to that cost segregation on our new construction property," they own a property in Lubbock, Texas, "they were able to save $57,000 on their taxes because of that cost seg analysis." So depending on your situation, this can be very, very powerful. So let's dive into four types of investors who can benefit from a cost segregation. It's not everybody, okay? But there are four types of individuals that can really benefit. So let's start with high net worth individuals. High net worth individuals who need more tax write-offs, okay? They just, you know, like if they're, they've got a lot of assets, they need something to offset that income and assets, this is where cost segs would come into play. Perhaps you're a doctor okay, and you've got a spouse who stays at home and doesn't work, well, that spouse could become a real estate professional, enabling you to save thousands through your taxes. We'll get into all of that in a minute, but just know that high net worth individuals are always looking for ways to mitigate their tax burden, and this is a fantastic way to do that. Number two is those who would like to avoid paying high taxes. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a high net worth individual. It can be just someone who wants to avoid paying high taxes. Uncle Sam is, you know, taking your money and spending it like crazy. And, you know, you might be sitting there saying to yourself, what do I get for paying all these high taxes in the United States? Am I getting great health care? The answer is no. America has literally some of the worst health care in the modern industrialized world. Am I getting great education with my tax dollars? No, America does not have the greatest education system in the world. And you might run down a list. What is America really good at spending tax money on? Who can tell me in the chat what America is excellent at spending tax money on? If you answer building missiles and aircraft for war and drones, then you're absolutely right. So you might be saying, I don't want my money going. You know, I write this big tax check and I know it's literally going to buy bombers and aircraft. That's exactly where your money's going. Maybe you don't want that. Maybe you have a moral reason to not want. Can you hear me coming out of me? Because that's how I feel about it. You know, it absolutely chaps my ass. When I lived in Manhattan and I would walk by that national debt calculator and see it's up to $28 trillion or whatever, and knowing that I'm writing a check that's really going to hurt me to write this big ass tax check, and it's going to be spent by the federal government in this blink of an eye, and they're probably going to send it off to Boeing, you know, or they're going to probably send it off to Northrop Grumman or some other place. That's where my money's going. Anyway, can you tell how angry I get by this? Today's episode is brought to you by Tommy John. You know, I saw a funny Instagram post the other day and it said, hey, hang in there, guys. Only a few more days until Christmas. And it was a picture of old ratty underwear. Because, you know, guys, like, we just hang on to this crap for so long until on Christmas we get a good pair of underwear or socks. Well, I hope you guys got some nice underwear for Christmas. If you didn't, though, 2022 is the year that you're done putting up with BS. And that starts with your falling apart, scratchy, old, tight, ratty sweatpants or underwear. Give your butt the upgrade it deserves and lounge around like a champ with Tommy John. Now, when you start the year wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John's men's underwear has breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. And you'll feel the same level of comfort layering their luxuriously soft loungewear right on top of it. Tommy John loungewear is so comfortable and good-looking that you can and will be wearing them everywhere. With over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics about it. And I got to tell you, I had some like really tight, I don't know, Puma underwear or something. And I just kept wearing them. They were uncomfortable. And I'm like, why am I wearing this stuff? And I got my Tommy John underwear and I can't believe I ever put up with that stuff. It's like the little things. Why you want to sit around uncomfortable all day with that stuff riding up on you, scrunching stuff? Like, it just feels awful. So just get rid of it and upgrade your entire wardrobe of under things to Tommy John. Get 20% off right now your first order by going to Tommy John, that's J-O-H-N, TommyJohn.com/investing. That's how you'll get 20% off. You got to use that URL. Go to TommyJohn.com/investing for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/investing. See site for details. Go check them out. You're going to find something you're going to love. Try their underwear. And you'll hit me up on Twitter and let me know if you like it or not. I absolutely love them. Thanks, Tommy John. Number three, investors who need to offset capital gains. So if you have a lot of money that you're making from capital gains investments, like in the stock market, and you're making great profits, but you need a way to offset that, this is where a cost segregation analysis can really be a game changer for you. Real estate investors, number four, who are buying at least one property per year. Real estate investors, okay, who are buying more than one, buying at least one property per year. Now, if that sounds like you in any of these four, you might be wondering how to go about getting a cost segregation study. You're going to need, first of all, to hire an expert for this, a cost segregation engineer. They're not even, they're like a specialized CPA with knowledge in this specific section of the tax code. You know, is it a good time to do a cost segregation study? Yes. Yes, it is. Just like when someone asks if it's a good time to invest in real estate, the answer is always yes. There is no better time to do a cost segregation analysis. Well, I should clarify that. Like if you've got, maybe you've got one property that you've owned for a number of years and you're wondering if you should do it now, or you're thinking about buying five other properties and you're going to have a bunch to do at one time, then a cost segregation engineer can fly to your town where those five houses are and do them all at one time. So yes, there maybe is some time to decide if you want to do it all at one time or spread it out. But specifically, there's a lot of talk right now about the Biden administration raising the capital gains rate and are doing away with the 1031 exchange. So if you think that you might need some tax savings, I would recommend looking into a cost segregation analysis and hiring a cost segregation engineer to do this. If you want to learn more about cost segregation studies, I can recommend a few resources here. First, I have a comprehensive blog post on our website. All you need to do is go to morrisinvest.com, and here's our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll notice that there is a blog. So just click on the blog, boom, and we've got full resources here on the website that breaks down everything you need to know about a cost segregation and what the power of a new construction rental property and how it can save you thousands. So again, click on the blog and go through this. You'll find the article right in here. We'll also have a link in the description for you as well, so you can take you right there. But this is our blog. We have a ton of great resources at morrisinvest.com. And if you'd rather chat with someone on the phone one-on-one, you can talk to one of our team members. So while you're on the website, just click on the book a free call button. And one of our portfolio managers are specifically trained in cost segregation, so can totally help you get this set up. You can book a free call to get your questions answered, learn more about it, and to see if you're a good candidate for a cost segregation study. And again, we even offer brand new construction rental properties with a cost segregation study that's already built in. Right. So it's a hassle-free, done-for-you experience. So when you buy one of these new construction properties from our team, whether it one of these brand new construction single families or duplexes, we've already done a cost segregation analysis for you for free. So we will give you that at closing. So that's part of our process. Normally it would cost a couple of $1,000s. We give it to you for free, and then you can use that cost segregation analysis for your taxes, to mitigate your taxes if you are one of these individuals that qualifies. So that is, you know, nuts and bolts on why a cost segregation analysis can be so powerful. And if you have any questions about that, I would love to help you answer them. Please check out our other videos here that we have on the channel, where we walk you through in greater detail the cost segregation analysis and what that looks like becoming a real estate professional. All right, let me open it up for some Q&A here. I saw some good questions coming in here. Ken Davis says, Clayton, define high net worth. I'm retired, but best I can calculate, my wife and I have a joint net worth of about $2.5 million. Is that considered high net worth? We don't spend lots. Yes, you have to have at least $1 million in liquid assets, Ken. So again, remember wealthy people, just, you know, if you're sitting there saying, wow, I mean, you know, wealthy people define their wealth by, you know, buy assets, right? Buy that balance sheet, buy that, looking at your overall numbers and seeing liabilities versus assets. That's it. You know, does one way outweigh the other? You know, and growing up, I was taught to think of like a paycheck, you know, to think of like, how much money can I make from a paycheck? That's how wealthy I will be. And that's not at all the case, right? If we have the assets that provide passive income and cash flow, that's how we build true financial freedom. That's how you build true wealth. I'm sure you've been watching what's been going on with Elon Musk over the past week, right? He is in a battle sort of with Bernie Sanders and Democrats right now over taxes. and paying his fair share of taxes. Well, the reason that he doesn't quote unquote pay his fair share of taxes is because he doesn't really make a salary. So any money he makes, he's just in stock options. So he just this week decided to sell a huge chunk of Tesla stock worth $4 billion to pay his fair share. He said, look, if I'm going to have to pay these taxes that you're talking about, I'm going to have to sell Tesla shares in order to, I don't have that money liquid. I don't have that money sitting there and I don't take a salary. And so when people in Congress talk about taxing the wealthy, what they're talking about is taxing people who have a paycheck, people who make a lot of money at a paycheck job. They're not talking about taxing Elon. They're not talking about taxing Warren Buffett. What they're talking about taxing is the doctor who gets a paycheck from the hospital. And so, you know, on paper, sure, it looks like they are high net worth, but the amount in taxes that they're paying is astronomical, while the person who's, you know, a Wall Street investor, who's a real estate investor, is in a totally different tax scheme than the person who has a W-2 job. Just, you know, it just, that's just the way it is. And often those people that have the W-2 job are working so hard, so long, that they have terrible investments. And so they end up getting screwed. And when Congress says we're going to tax the rich, that's what they're talking about. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you guys want to get 16 free meals delivered right to your door? Of course you do. You'd be crazy if you didn't. And you're going to get 3 free gifts on top of that. So let me get this right. 16 free meals delivered to your front door, okay, that you don't have to pay for, and 3 free gifts. I'm going to tell you how in a second, but I'm going to tell you more about HelloFresh because you're going to save not only a boatload of money going to the grocery store, you're going to save a lot of time, attention, and effort trying to put together meals. Look, you know, this is the new year. You're back to school, kids, and all that stuff. It's a busy time, right? And so why not take some of that pain away from you and actually have HelloFresh deliver amazing meals right to your front door that you can prepare in under 30 minutes using their delicious recipe cards and pre-measured ingredients, farm to table, right to your front door. All of these pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes, I mean, they're fantastic in season. So you're not getting stuff that doesn't make sense in January. They're not going to send you stuff that would make sense in August. That's how it works. The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, prioritizing your health. HelloFresh is there to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. They deliver these pre-portioned ingredients to your front door with these farm-fresh produce. It arrives every week. You get the convenience without skimping on quality. You can skip a trip to the grocery store, and it is 72% cheaper than eating at a restaurant. Yes, 72%. And 30% cheaper than a grocery store. So it's a boatload of savings. We've had a number of viewers who have written to us saying, thank you for telling us about HelloFresh, because now they don't have to worry about meal planning and it's saving them a lot of money. So I said, hey, you don't have to thank us. Thank yourself. You guys are the ones that actually took action, you know, and actually ordered HelloFresh. Give them a try. They have pescatarian, vegetarian, meat options, small family, large family. It doesn't matter. They have it all. So go to HelloFresh.com/investing16. You have to use that code, investing16, to get 16 free meals and 3 free gifts sent to your house. Go to HelloFresh.com/investing16 and using the code investing16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I highly encourage it. It's America's number one meal kit, and for good reason. Thanks, HelloFresh.
Yeah. So then, Ken, you're in that position. I mean, you're in that high net worth spot to be able to take advantage of a cost segregation for sure. Bill Perdue says the military is where we spend our money. Exactly. Michael says wars. Yes, America loves war. I mean, I don't care where you are politically. It doesn't matter because Democrats and Republicans are basically one party. And, they will continue this war machine. There's no debate when the defense budget comes up in Congress every year. There's zero. I mean, there's very little dissent. There's no. It's just voted on and passed, and no one talks about it. Just boom, 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 done. Because of all the lobbyists and all the money going out to companies like Boeing and Northrop Grumman and you name it, that's where your tax dollars go.
And then we talk about not being able to have a good infrastructure in the United States. We can't have good healthcare in the U.S., and yet we can spend $750 billion a year bombing other countries. Okay. You know, again, doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, because the defense budget will never be shortened or lessened under either party. They both love it. They're both paid off by these lobbyists, and that's where they make their money. So understanding that, how do we just pay as little tax as possible to this corrupt government? I think the Fed is, that's my goal. I don't want them touching any of my money. And, oh, but you should pay your taxes because it goes to support what? What? How, please tell me. I'd love to know. Are we safer? No. We're like over 128th on the list of like safe countries, you know? Like, so is it there to protect me because they're keeping me safe? No. Are kids in school getting great school lunches and great education and all? No. Healthcare? No. Food system. Food system in the United States is absolutely one of the worst in the world. So what are we paying our taxes for? Lining the pockets of these politicians and lining defense contractors' pockets as well. That's what we're paying this money for. And so, you know, those few people can make billions of dollars while the rest of the people get screwed. So that's why we've got to be smart and navigate this system ourselves and give as little money as possible to these corrupt fools. Let's see here. Shane Hernandez, wouldn't you have to show a loss on your business in order to get the cost seg tax break? If so, how do you buy more properties while showing a loss? No, totally independent of a business loss, Shane. It's just you're accelerating the depreciation of that asset. That's all you're doing. And so you're able to get those items back on your taxes in whatever calendar year you've bought that, you know, if you bought that new construction property. So, the 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year timeframes on a cost seg. The benefit of new construction, Shane, also, is that you're getting additional items that you can cost segregate. Because with new construction, there's road improvements. With road improvements, there's sewage improvements, there's land improvements that you get with a new construction build that you don't get with a renovated property. So, for instance, today at lunch, mother-in-law talking about she owns a rental property in Texas, a duplex in Texas, and it's been doing very well for them. And they got a cost segregation analysis upon closing. Yes, she's been working with our team. Our team takes great care of her. And they were provided a cost segregation analysis at closing as part of their purchase of the new construction duplex. They're able to use that, and they were able to get $57,000 in tax savings as a result of it. It has nothing to do with a company loss on a property or a business loss. It has nothing to do with that. Ken, let's be honest. The reason we invest in real estate is the politicians wrote the laws that we can also take advantage of. Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I always say this, Ken, you know, there's two tennis courts, okay? Maybe it's not the best metaphor. I don't know. There's two tennis courts, right, that you're going to go play tennis on, okay? One is already there, and it's built by Congress, and it has all sorts of tax advantages for real estate investors and business owners, right? And that's the tennis court that currently exists, okay? Or do you want to go play on a tennis court that doesn't exist? It hasn't, you know, it's overgrown with grass. It's all broken up. And it's this sort of pie in the sky ideal of what our tax code should look like. It doesn't exist. I'm going to play on the tennis court that's already built. You know, and if they want to change some things, they want to change some rules, move a few lines, raise the net a little bit, lower the net. Great. You know, that's what I have to play on. Now I can fight like Bernie Sanders and other people and fight and fight and fight for this thing to change and the tennis court to change. Good luck. You know, good luck with that. There's a lot of things in the tax code that I think are absolutely ridiculous. But this is the tennis court that we have in front of us. So that's the one that I'm going to play on. And yes, Congress, they're real estate investors. They've written these tax laws over the years. You know, let's take advantage of them. I mean, that's why they're there right now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Shopify. You know, I have set up multiple Shopify storefronts to build my businesses over the years, and Shopify makes it incredibly easy. And now, you know, we saw those statistics last week where 4.5 million Americans in November quit their jobs, the Great Resignation. And I had someone on my live show today saying, I'm starting my online business, and they're using Shopify. Because what better place than Shopify to start your online storefront? There is no better place. And Shopify makes it incredibly easy to set up and use their platform, which is designed for anyone to sell anywhere. So it gives entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big businesses. You can customize everything the way you want it with a great-looking online store that brings all of your ideas to life and all of the tools to manage your day-to-day and drive your sales the way that you want to. And what I love too is when you use the Shopify app, you can set the notifications that anytime an online sale comes in, you get the cha-ching sound. So it makes it really wonderful after you've done different promotions and you're running different Google ads or YouTube ads or Facebook ads. And all of a sudden, you know, you get those sales that are coming in. It sounds fantastic. You know, that's the way that all of this works is that, you know, when we started our online business a number of years ago, we needed a great way to start to build out and drive sales. And we couldn't do it with just trying to build like a Squarespace website or something like that. No, we needed something professional. And that's why we used Shopify. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs just like me from the first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their very first sale on Shopify. So get started today and build and customize your online store with no coding or design experience. You can access powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, manage your day to day. And here's what you can do to get a 14-day free trial. Go to shopify.com/investing. It has to all be lowercase, all lowercase. So shopify.com/investing for a 14-day free trial. Get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/investing right now. Again, that's shopify.com/investing. This is possibility. You know, you can create something, guys. It's 2022. Do something special for you and your family. Try Shopify today.
Sean Thompson, I don't know. You're asking about CostSeg in Canada. I don't know for Canadian tax laws how that would work. But as a Canadian investor reporting income, you'd have to do that in the United States. So, right? So then this would benefit you for your United States taxes. Bill Perdue mentioning cheesesteaks. Yeah. Hey, welcome from Maui is in the house. Am I saying that right? Yanea? Oh, Miami. I thought it said Maui. Sorry. Nevertheless, welcome from Miami. Ken Davis says we have to do our first single family eviction. Hate to, but it's our livelihood and we still have to pay the mortgage. Yeah. Fam Jackson, do you think it's worth getting a cost seg engineer if you buy a home that's that already exists? For sure. I mean, again, it just comes down to the numbers. Run the numbers on the property. And speak to the cost seg engineer on the phone. Just say, here's the house. I wonder if it makes sense. And they'll be honest with you because they have to travel there. They're not going to want to travel there if it's a waste of time. So talk to them about the numbers. The house is worth this amount. It has these improvements on it and give them the lowdown. And they should be able to tell you whether or not it's worth it or not. Exactly, Bill. The tax code is written for investors. The tax code is written for entrepreneurs and investors. And investors that own businesses. You know, the ultimate, of course, is a business owner that invests. Right? If you think about Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, right? We want to be in the right side of that quadrant, which is B's and I's, you know, business owner and investor. business owner and investor. That's where you want to be, on that side of the quadrant. And you want to be a business owner that invests. That way your investments help offset the gains from your business. You know, and everyone wins. You know, you're building a business, you're hiring individuals, you're, you know, building homes, whatever it is your business is doing, hopefully adding to the economy, helping, you know, helping the country grow, create tax revenue from people purchasing or products, et cetera, creating tax revenue, you're creating jobs, creating commerce. So that's why the tax code is written that way. Very little of the tax code is written for us to send money to the government. Most people think, you know, they talk about it, they think about the tax code as like this thick. Very little of it has anything to do with us sending the government money. In fact, it's the opposite. It's filled with all sorts of tax incentives for us to keep more of our money in our pocket. Well, thank you guys. Again, if you have any questions about cost segregation, it's something that you really should pay attention to. It's funny, like my mother-in-law spoke with a person at the mortgage company and was talking to them about the cost segregation analysis, and the person didn't know what she was talking about. So, you know, folks, because you're watching this show right now, you are way more ahead than a lot of other people on this topic. Literally, people who've worked in the mortgage industry for years might not have any idea what a cost segregation is. This is an incredibly powerful tax-saving tool. That's how we become smarter real estate investors. That's how we build intelligence, is by studying these things. Right? These are things you're not going to be taught in school. So we need to be taught these things in other ways. And I'm glad that you've taken some time out of your afternoon today to learn a little bit more about this process. It's been great hanging out with all of you. Again, if you're ready to take the plunge and become a real estate investor, our team at Morris Invest can help you do that. Just book a call with our team by going to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button, and we'll be happy to jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes. A little calendar will pop up, so you pick the time, and then just make sure you put in the proper phone number, because we're going to call you at that time, and it's on your calendar, and we'll call you and have a great conversation about real estate investing and your goals. That's what we love to do. So thank you, everyone, on this Wednesday. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and stay safe out there, everyone. We'll see you soon.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.